Mr. Rather, it's such a rare opportunity to speak with you, and I'm hoping that maybe you can clarify something for our listeners here at WPTF. And this has to do with that 60 Minutes Wednesday segment. We have the report of the investigation, and that's been discussed a lot. But one thing that I think is a little bit unclear is ultimately where you come down on those documents concerning President Bush's...
Well, here's where I come down.
Are they fake or are they real?
No. I believe them to be real. I wouldn't have put it on the air if I hadn't. And very important, since you asked the question, two things. The story was true. What happened to us is a lot of people who didn't like the fact we reported the story of what President Bush's time in the National Guard was and wasn't. The story was true. We were vulnerable, and I've taken responsibility for it. We had documents that people attacked and said, well, those documents are not true. To this day, nobody has ever proven that the documents were not what they purported to be. Now, a second thing that I want to make clear, that there was an independent investigation headed by a good friend of President Bush and a political ally of President Bush's. They concluded the following things. Number one, the report was not politically motivated. Number two, with unlimited resources of money and time, they never proved that the documents weren't what they purported to be. And then number three, they criticized me for defending the report. I believed it to be true, or I wouldn't have put it on the air, and I still believe it to be true. In fact, it is true, and any reasonable person looking at the facts knows that what we reported in the story was absolutely true.
Well, Mr. Rather, that report, according to the story that ran on CBSNews.com on January 10th, 2005, says this. The panel said that a, quote, myopic zeal, end quote, to be the first news organization to broadcast a groundbreaking story about Mr. Bush's National Guard service was a key factor in explaining why CBS News had produced a story that was neither fair nor accurate and did not meet the organization's internal standards.
Well, obviously, you have a political agenda this morning, and I don't mind discussing it. And after I hear you out, perhaps you could hear me out. I don't disagree with the panel about that. I am a zealous reporter, and I go after stories aggressively. The story was true. Now, let me ask you, the story being true, what is wrong with having zeal about the story since the story was true?
Well, it says in the report, sir, myopic zeal, and it says, is it correct, is the report correct or not that you did not vet the interviews and that you did not see the story before it aired? That's what the report says. Is that true or false?
Repeat that for me. I think it's false.
The report
said... I didn't recognize this morning that you were going to get into all of this. I don't have any complaint about it, but if you're going to hammer me, please allow me to at least have my say as well. Would you please?
That's what we're doing, sir. Did you have something else you wanted to say about it?
He was taking medication at this point.
Well, yes. I want to say the story was true. Go back to the story. Read the story. Would you like to read the story on the air, by the way? Of
Could
President
come back.
Bush
Could come back, yeah.
Did not follow a direct order to have a physical examination as a pilot. Why didn't he do that? I think that's a fair question. I like President Bush in many ways. I respect him in many ways, and I certainly respect the presidency. But there's nothing wrong with asking the tough questions of people in power, which is what we attempted to do.